La Habana es una ciudad muy importante porque fue el centro de
Havana is very
reunión
important
Huaco.
as a city because it is the place, the center, where all of the treasures of the New World were compiled or grouped before they were shipped back to Europe. So the port of Havana was the place where the fleet, the Spanish fleet, the Indies fleet, would in fact gather before it returned to Europe. So they took advantage of the currents of the Gulf of Mexico. So Havana became very, very quickly the most important city in the Caribbean. In fact, it was known as the key to the Caribbean.
So many of the buildings have deteriorated since then, and there is this massive restoration project, I understand, going on that began, I think, in the early 90s, really quite seriously. And I read that over 1,000 buildings have been restored so far. Is that correct?
Es cierto lo que dice en 1993.
It was in 1993 that a special decree was issued by the government to give this project its autonomy in order to raise its own funding in order to restore the old city. So our major efforts are, in fact, to reinvest those funds into the restoration of the old city.
And where do the funds come from?
Provienen de los ingresos por
So some
concepto.
80% of those come from tourism, and 20% are international contributions and projects. As you know, in 1982, UNESCO declared Old Havana as part of its World Heritage. And even though that doesn't necessarily translate into a funding source, it does give the project great visibility globally. And it's that global visibility that has actually triggered a positive response from partners around the world.
Explain to me, Magda, the value of preservation versus raising the buildings, building a bunch of high rises, and turning the city into the heart of the city into a more modern, quote, modern city.
Sí, siempre hay que respetar un diálogo entre
We
la
have to
ciudad con.
balance the preservation of the old city and providing amenities that modernity offers us. But our primary mission is, in fact, to restore and to save those historic structures. The majority of these buildings are over 400 years old. Not only do we attempt to rescue these buildings to save them so that they can be admired, but that they can be inhabited. Because the historic center of Havana has 70,000 inhabitants, which gives us a huge social responsibility. Our project entails a community-based cooperation.
I want to talk now, if I may, a bit about your career in journalism in Cuba and the state of journalism in Cuba. You run a radio station, and I think you also do some television work. And the radio station is primarily an arts and cultural program.
Arts, cultural, and heritage. We call our radio station Havana Radio, the voice of the Cuban heritage. It broadcasts to all Cuba because the heritage is a matter of everybody in Cuba. And we have some important cities that was founded for Spanish people in Cuba. And our message is important for that people that live in that cities, that old cities.
Do you have any restrictions on what you can broadcast or programs you can do?
Yes. Malas letras de las canciones.
Low art, offensive lyrics, song lyrics.
We have those same
todo
restrictions.
aquello que no, todo aquello que desvirtúe la historia.
So all those things that detract from history. So we don't try to create an elite culture, but we do try to create a vanguard, an avant-garde. So much of our programming also has space for the community involvement. So, for example, we are forbidden to shut out the community from participating, and in fact, we're charged with inviting them and welcoming them, encouraging them to take part in the program.
What if, Magda, you had an artist who had done a work that was critical of the government? Could you have that artist on air?
En Cuba es difícil que usted encuentre una persona que no
In
critique
Cuba,
al
it's very difficult to
gobierno.
find anyone who doesn't critique the government. The community is very active in its critique of politics. Cuba has a culture of debate and social participation that's difficult to understand because what you hear in the media is usually the opposite. All I can encourage you to do as a journalist is to come to Cuba and see for yourself.
El arte en Cuba suele ser muy crítico.
art in Cuba tends to be very, very critical. And as you know, avant-garde art, by definition, is always at the forefront of social critique, social criticism.
You've also, while you've been in Montana, been touring some of our historical sites. I think you were in Helena, for example, lots of history there, and you'll be doing, I assume, the same here in Missoula. What's impressed you? What stood out to you about historic preservation here in Montana?
Primero debo decirle que me siento muy a gusto en Montana.
First of all, I should say that I'm very happy to be in Montana. Just like the impression I had of Vermont, I feel that people have a much more natural way of living in a permanent conversation with the natural world. People are very affable, and the cities have a much more humane scale. But I'm also very impressed with the sense of heritage and the community, the historic preservation community in the state. It's not a 500-year-old heritage like ours, but of course it's of great value. And it really is the expression of what it means to be a citizen of Montana. So I've really enjoyed my conversations with folks in the historic preservation community.
Porque encontré un equipo de trabajo muy similar al nuestro. Es como llegar y visitar a la familia.
Their work is an awful lot like what we do, and so it's a little bit like coming home to visit family.
Well, we're very pleased to have had you in Montana, Magda, and I have been speaking with Magda Rasik-Aguirre, who is the Director of Communications for the Havana Office of the City Historian, involved in restoration work there and involved in promoting the arts and culture. And the translator for us today has been Raphael Chacon, professor at the University of Montana. Thank you both so much. Very fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a very good time.